Okay, welcome back now. So yes, we'll be talking about the brain drain in the health sector, but we're talking about tackling it, all right? Because that is actually the focus of that particular bill. It's not to get rope and ties on people and keep them here, no. The idea behind it is to tackle brain drain in the health sector, okay? So we'll be having that conversation, and I said we'll have this conversation till 1:30. At 1:30, we'll bring you BBC's Talk Your Own. And after that, Family Matters will come up after the news at 2 p.m., all right, with Pastor Wisdom Osiri. And that'll be the last part of the show for today. So head on to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and join the conversation right there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. Nigeria Info FM underscore PH on Instagram. My name is Constance Mega. Welcome to the Sunny Side. All right, so a bill seeking to mandate Nigerian-trained medical and dental practitioners to practice for a minimum of 5 years in the country before being granted a full license passed second reading. Second reading, at the House of Representatives last week. Now, this bill seeks to amend the Medical and Dental Practitioners Act 2004 to address the brain drain in the Nigerian health sector. So what it means is that if this bill is passed into law, medical and dental practitioners that are trained in Nigeria will have to practice for at least 5 years before they are granted a full license. I don't know if you remember, but sometime last year, that was around August, right? Owing to concerns over the massive exodus of Nigerian trained doctors abroad, the Nigerian Medical Association actually called for an emergency solution to the issue of brain drain in the health sector. So the NMA said back then that with the trend of medical doctors leaving the country, there may be need to hire doctors from foreign countries in the future. And they said this last year. And so, this is my focus right now, because we're talking about tackling this particular issue, all right? So people have had conversations about whether they support this move or not. There have been several calls, all right, from different quarters. People say no to this bill. Even when the bill was raised at the House, another lawmaker opposed it and brought up the issue of human rights, fundamental human rights. And what was it he even said in that particular one? Let me find Uzoma Nkem Abonta from the PDP in Abia State. So he said that it will tie down doctors in Nigeria for 5 years before they can seek employment in a foreign country. All right. And then another person, Mark Mila from Benue State, said the bill should be reworked because it proposes clauses that would infringe on the fundamental human rights of Nigerian trained doctors. And this is what he said, quote, "A person in such a critical field as medicine, how would you give somebody a temporary license? You would need a license to be certified to practice. Do we try to restrict these people and infringe on their fundamental human rights or apportion more resources to the medical profession?" All right, so in case you want to bring up the issue of fundamental human rights, here is a response to that effect. The Speaker, Femi Banjabiamila, actually said something. So he tried to clear the air about that issue of fundamental human rights that have been raised, right? So he says, if you go to Section 45, Subsection 1 of the Constitution, it allows you to deviate from your fundamental human rights under certain conditions. And he said that one of these conditions concerns public health. So if the government feels to safeguard public health, then we have not violated anybody's human rights. Anyway, long story short, the lawmakers voted in favor of the bill when it was put to a voice vote. All right, and so I'm asking you to tell me, do you think that maybe the federal government will fix the health sector? Because it's one of the things people have been calling for. In fact, that's one of the things mentioned in this one. How about you fix what it is that is wrong? Like, apportion more resources to the medical profession rather than trying to infringe on people's human rights. Do you think that maybe if we had foreigners working here, that the government will live up to its expectation, or responsibilities rather, of fixing the health sector, of allocating more funds to that sector. Yeah? You know that thing about, okay, we have foreigners working here, they have their governments, and we cannot give them anything less. So they will come up with what is needed to make the work work. And then the government cannot say no to them. Perhaps the treatment that the health workers in Nigeria are getting is as a result of, you know what was said in the Bible? Was it Jesus that said something like that about a prophet not being recognized or honored in his native land or in his locality? So perhaps if we had foreign doctors here, it would be better for us. What do you think? And then, talking about giving back to the society, because that's what the sponsor of this bill also mentioned, right? He said that they will be giving back to the society because, I mean, they enjoyed taxpayer subsidies on their training. So, yeah, allow them to give back to society. And that is what part of what this bill is meant to achieve. So would doctors giving back to the society with their expertise tackle the brain drain in the health sector? So if the doctors, whether they are being forced to do so or not, if they now decide, okay, well, I'm going to serve on my own, I've chosen to give back to the society for 5 years, 3 years before I seek employment abroad, do you think it's going to solve the problem that we have in the health sector? So let's talk. And then there's an update though. But I'm going to bring you up to speed with that one. But I want to hear from you for this one right now. All right, 070-0923-0923. And then you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, I'm seeing a message here on WhatsApp. On Facebook, Dave Pafta says the only solution to the brain drain in the health sector is for the government to invest more in the sector. Take the sector to a reasonable level where it can compete with what is visible in saner climes. This will go a long way in reducing the act. What act? The brain drain, is that, or the action of moving abroad? Is that what you mean? All right, Dave Pafta, thank you for your message. So what do you think? Should we have more foreign doctors? Should we rather focus on hiring foreign doctors and allow the ones in Nigeria to go abroad and make more money, right? And then allow the foreigners come in here so that we can brace up, sit up, and do the needful. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello, Pastor. Good afternoon. This is Muriel from Africa.
All right, Muriel, go on.
You see, why do these constants, why do these senators and these legislators, why do they even bother? They don't even make use of these doctors here. We are the ones that make use of the doctors. We are the ones that the doctors are staying here for. They don't need the doctors. When they are sick, they are their children. They travel abroad and seek medical attention. So why do they even bother? Why are they bothering? This is our headache. These doctors are here, but we are the ones that use them.
Okay, so Muriel, hold on, Muriel. Hi, Muriel. So here's what I'm asking. Should we rather employ foreigners to work in Nigerian hospitals?
Now, how will foreigners even come to work in Nigerian hospitals with the kind of respect of our hospitals?
And that's why I'm asking. Don't you think that employing foreigners is going to make the government sit up?
They have to fix the hospital before they even think of employing foreigners, because foreigners will not come to this kind of state. Do you know what is happening in the institution hospital? Do you know the state of hospitals? Let me not even call on any other thing. Foreigners will not even dare to come. Some of them, when they come, I've seen some before, but I don't see them again. Some white guys, some of my students, some Indians. But I've not seen them for some time. Nothing, I go there, I do business there. And when they say giving back to the society, constantly, they give back to the society. They don't even, some of them, they don't even buy Nigerian cars, they don't buy Nigerian furniture, they don't even for Nigerians here, maybe accept our little food. Even some of them import their food. So do they even give back to the society when it comes to giving back? They are talking about giving back. So do they give back? They should not give for that. They don't make it a big doctor.
Okay, so Muriel. All right. I like the passion, right? So what you're basically saying is that we should not tackle brain drain in the health sector.
We should not do what, sorry?
We should not tackle it. We should not handle the problem before us.
Oh, dear, they have to settle the root cause. What is the cause of it? You don't just try to you settle the root. What is the cause of this brain drain? You fix the cause. Then you begin to keep people functioning.
All right, Muriel.
And when they go, some of them, they meet our doctors here abroad, those people that are traveled. And it's so unfortunate that it's so funny that some of our doctors that are traveled will take care of them there. But they will not engage those doctors here in Nigeria. So they should not bother.
All right, thank you for calling, Muriel. All right. So let's assume that every single one of them who is a lawmaker in Nigeria actually travels abroad every time they are sick or every time any member of their family is sick. Let's just assume that that's what the reality is, yeah? And so it's costing them a whole lot of money. Yeah, you might be saying, oh, they have the money, but hey, nobody wants to have the money and all they do is spend so much on something they could get for a lower amount. So yeah, let's assume that they all do that, and then all of a sudden someone decides, you know what, let's actually cut down on the amount of money we spend getting healthcare abroad, and this is how we're going to go about it, right? And then he decides, let's ensure that our doctors stay back home and work for like 5 years before they can leave. Remember, the NMA called for an emergency solution. That's what they called for. Emergency solution. Something that can be done now. Something that would not take years to achieve. When something is an emergency, you're not really thinking of long-term plan. No, you're thinking of what is going to work now. And in the process of it working now, you now start working on what will work in the future. All right? You now start thinking of long-term. But what's going to work right now so that we can fix this right now? What do you think? Should we have or hire foreign doctors? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Austin. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Austin, you're welcome. I'm listening.
Yes, you see, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. I used to know foreign doctors as a baby. I used to know foreign doctors working in UPGA. When you invest your Port Harcourt was at PAM, PMH, even most of the private hospitals, I see most foreign doctors. But I ask myself today, why are those very foreign doctors? See, in Nigeria, we have good doctors. We have qualified specialist doctors. But because of our country, they are not encouraging our doctors. And because of those things, that's why the white, the same thing they are doing our Nigerian doctors, that's why there's foreign doctors left. Even though in bringing foreign doctors, we can't even pay them. Can't we start on our own? Can't we encourage our Nigerian doctors? Why? I don't have the idea of bringing foreign doctors.
Okay.
I don't have the idea.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think? Should we go with this bill?
They should put the hospitals.
All right.
So that is it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So he says, no, let's not employ foreign doctors because that would also amount to spending more money, right? So how about we use that money, utilize it and pay our own doctors back home, fix the hospitals. Okay. But hey, I'm still asking. Are you for foreign doctors or nah? You know, there's this mindset Nigerians actually have, right? When you see, not a light-skinned person like me, when you see proper Oyibo, there's a way we actually treat them. Yeah, we almost even revere and worship them. Even the one that does not have that, that almost has empty brain. We will still, so far it's Oyibo. Ah, it's like the God that we are seeing on earth. So perhaps if we have these people here, then all these issues of, oh, resident doctors going on strike, one in strike, going on a protest, all this kind of stuff, we wouldn't have to hear them again. Brain drain this, brain drain that. We wouldn't have to hear them again. Why? Because the government will now see that we're not working with our fellow Nigerians. So we're working with foreigners. And if you don't make things available, the facilities they need to work, if you don't make it available, they will leave. So how about if we want them to give us the best that they have, we make things available for them. So that's why I'm proposing, maybe this is also an aspect we should consider, because the NMA mentioned it, that if we do not tackle this trend of our medical doctors leaving the country, we may need to start hiring doctors from foreign countries in the future. So what do you think? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. It's the mayor.
All right, mayor. No. Go on.
Yes, that is a way out, because sometimes I begin to think that Nigeria needs to be recolonized, because ordinarily things don't work in this country. It's not because those things are not, you know, provided for, but even when they are provided for, we don't value them, we underline, we just, you know, take things for them, we steal from those things. A lot of persons do. So if foreign doctors will be contacted, it means these are conditions, the working conditions will be superb, will be up to date, the hospital will be functional. And because some persons have this mentality that, look, whatever you see, grab them, take them home, and spoil them. Those things will be controlled. There are places in this Nigeria that things work. And some of those places are international firms. Like, there are places like Shell and every other foreign multinational here. You see that things work there, because they respect themselves and they maintain those things provided for the job. So perhaps if they have foreign doctors come back here or come to Nigeria to practice, these things will be put in place and will enjoy the facilities, the medical facilities and so on. So it's a way out, not because our doctors don't know what they do, but because the system has failed in various ways.
All right.
That's my
thank you for calling. And then this person says, there's no need bringing in foreign doctors to work here. We need to keep our doctors to avoid that same thing I always say. Look at your message before you actually send it. I don't know. Please look at the message again. Thank you, Cliff. Good afternoon, Madam Constance. I doubt if foreigners would even come here. And if they do, they would jackpot back to their place or the West. Why? It's clear. We're not optimizing our health facilities. The monies the CMDs of general hospitals, teaching hospitals, FMCs use to establish their big man status, weren't those sums appropriated for some facility or service which the hospital ends up lacking? All we need to do is ensure appropriated sums are disbursed and judiciously spent. The complaints would reduce. Don't forget, these health workers who have jackpotted know these sums were appropriated and disbursed but are embezzled. How many people who have opportunity to jackpot would endure that? Text from Oyibo. So text, owing to what you have just said, what if we have the people that you are accusing of embezzling funds, what if we have foreigners manning those offices? Do you think people funds will be embezzled? Because on one hand, the foreigner is trying to maintain a clean slate, right? He doesn't want to come here, and a Nigerian government is on his neck for stealing, for embezzling funds. And then second of all, what's it called now? The government on their own part, would also expect that if this is coming from, if it's a foreigner that is there, there's this level of scrutiny, yeah, and oversight that would go into it. Because there's just that thing. You know, someone called in, I was talking about some multinational companies and how they're doing well because they are run by the whites, right? So there's also that thing that we just feel, if now Oyibo, they straightforward, they get as they do their things. They don't want to come and spoil their name. Because really, I don't think anybody wants to go to a foreign land and then you're caught on the wrong side of the law. You don't want to be in that place. But if it's in your house, yeah, it's your land, you can do anything, you know everybody, right? Nobody's being careful. So perhaps we can start thinking about hiring foreign doctors. What do you think? All right, please do well to call back. Good afternoon.
Hello, sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, sorry. I called back again. I'm Austin. That's something I forgot to tell you. I called back again.
Okay.
Sorry. Now, what's in our problem of Nigerian doctors? I have to tell you, I have witnessed it because my mother was a nurse in the government clinic. Most of these Nigerian doctors, when they are opportunity to maybe have a section and see them, then the problem is that when they come to that government clinic, they direct the patients to their own private hospitals.
Why do you think they do that?
Yes, I don't know. Actually, the government has the facilities for them. I don't want to mention any clinic now. Then, at the same time, they still use government facilities. Drugs, they still send them to the old clinic. I have witnessed it and I've seen it. That is one thing about our problem of Nigerian doctors. They want to steal from the government, they want to steal to their own. And that is the truth. You see, most of these foreign doctors are not good. But they don't have that kind of intention to do, to loot the hospital's equipment. But our Nigerian doctors, some of them have the intention of looting our hospitals. Bring the drugs, put the equipment, I have witnessed it. You will see them will take the drugs to their own clinic, which is very bad. The government should put the hospital, checkmate them very well, then our hospital is the best for this.
All right. All right, thank you for calling. More allegations and more accusations coming up. Interesting. So, back to my question. So that we will not have all these accusations flying up and down, right? Some of these doctors, most of these doctors, a good number of these doctors are doing this, are doing that. Right, okay, fine. Can we now hire foreigners so that we will not be saying some of these doctors are embezzling, some of these doctors are stealing patients, some of these doctors are using government, or how did he even put it? Can't remember what he said. What do you think? I'm looking at tackling brain drain. What I'm for is solutions, right? So yeah, the whole conversation about, oh, you can't tie them down for 5 years and put it to them that they must work for 5 years before you give them license. Oh, don't worry. We're done with that conversation. The conversation now is, should we hire foreigners? Would that make it work? Perhaps our government would even do what they're supposed to do. Right? I mean, if you even check out when it comes to construction, yeah, road constructions, right? Go and check out the roads that the foreigners actually do and the ones that the locals do. And you'll see the difference. Yeah, the difference is always there. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. Christian?
Christian, go ahead.
Yes, let's go back to the basics. What do you expect? When from the onset, the destiny of the nation has been altered, has been infringed. What do I mean? Let's go back to the basis. The election we just had recently, what were we told? What happened? we were told that the moment the results are gathered, collected from the units.
Yeah, we already know the story about the elections. Let's talk about what we have on ground right now. Go
now,
on.
The issue is they've altered the destiny of this nation by doing the wrong thing. To the appropriate, the right people are not in position to take decision for me and you. These people that are there, they are influenced, they are chosen, and you cannot get anything sincere from those people. From the beginning, from that stage, the destiny of this nation has been altered.
So what you're saying in essence is that nothing can be done?
Simple as that. What is happening? That is what is happening.
Are you listening to me?
Area of this country, not all right. Only the medical doctors.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so AKP says, good day and happy Easter to you, Constance. Have you observed, like myself, that Nigerians prefer to give their best elsewhere other than this country? I strongly think that people should serve where they like to work. And I strongly think that there are tons of professionals, including doctors, who would love to come and work here. So why not do the swap if it would be that rewarding, irrespective of how it may sound? Then everything else can be added. All right, AKP. This person says, let me see. Greetings, Constance. The days of Nigeria hiring foreigners was in the 70s, 80s, when the Naira was equal to a dollar. Common ASU issues they can't even solve. Constance, can we pay a foreign doctor in its equivalent in foreign currency? I laugh in Swahili. And then he says, for the records, our doctors are leaving because of low welfare and packages for the medical personnel. Your name is what? Mansion from Port Harcourt. Okay. So here is actually, I want to believe you understood what I said when I was proposing that we hire foreigners. I mean, you are a Nigerian. You are in this Nigeria. You know how we behave when it's Oyibo that we are working with. Everybody sits up. Everybody behaves well. It's just a few people who are just the way they are. They can't repent. They're the ones that will still try to manipulate. But there's just that thing. When the people at the helm of affairs, when the people who are doing the job are foreigners, just because you're not sure if you want to propose that your fraudulent deals, if they are going to accept it, let's siphon the funds that are meant for this. Let's pocket it. You're not sure if he's going to take it well, so you just kukuma shut up and let's just do the work and everybody just be fine. Let me not lose the one I have. So yeah, and then on the government's part, perhaps all this back and forth they've been having in the health sector is because it's Nigerians they're working with. What do you think? Maybe if we have foreign doctors here, then if they say, hey, we need this and that in the health sector, it will be done. This is the amount of money we need. It will be provided. And nobody will be going back and forth. Let's go on a commercial break. I'll be right back.
Nigeria Info will be right back.
Okay, so yes, my argument is that Nigerians, we give foreigners preferential treatment. It is something that all of us know that we do. So if we hire foreigners, don't you think that same mindset of giving foreigners preferential treatment would rub off on the entire sector? In trying to ensure that the doctors who are working in our hospitals are getting what they need to be able to work, we're fixing the health sector as well. What do you think? All right, I'm seeing a couple of messages here. This person says, that bill is dead on arrival. My reasons are, what are the working conditions in our government hospitals? Are our hospitals well equipped? What are the securities put in place to safeguard the doctors? We have seen in time past how doctors have been kidnapped. Are the lawmakers and our leaders and their immediate family members patronizing our government hospitals? All right, all these questions, right? Anyway, and then you say you talk about bringing foreign doctors. What are they coming to meet? You're bringing someone to come work in a place where the medical system is dead and they should live, you mean, where the working environment is conducive. It's just like telling an American to come and become a Nigerian and stay here. they should fix the medical system well, then see doctors glue themselves here. Air guy. All right, air guy. But do you know that there's this thing people do? We've had that conversation before. You know how we treat even just about any visitor, right? It was on this show now. I had that conversation about how you treat a visitor as against how you treat your family members. When a visitor is coming to your house, there are things you put in place just because someone else is coming. It is not the members of your family. You have some kind of plates, cutleries that you have in, you know, in their cartons, in some cupboards in your house. You will not bring them out. Even this Easter, you will still not bring it out. Unless you have visitors, then you bring them out. For some people, they've had this bottle of wine for like ever. Very rich. But nobody in that house is going to drink it. Why? No, we're waiting for the almighty visitor to show up and then we serve them with that. Oh, you think we don't have what it takes to fix the health sector? Oh, darling, we do. They're there. The funds are there. The money, everything is there. And that's why I think that maybe if we have foreigners working here, all those things will come out. The same things that seem to not be working. Yeah, the same issues that the doctors would protest for. Even the kidnappings. You think they can't be provided with security? You think it can't happen? Employ foreigners and see. Anyway, we'll go on a news break right now for trending stories. And when I come back, I'll be telling you something else that has happened in the space of how many days now? Because Nigeria seems to be blacklisted right now. Yeah, talking about people to be employed abroad. Something is happening. Yes, welcome back now. 10 minutes gone past one. You know, I'm thinking about you. And every single day on this show, I like to remind you of something very important. So yes, call me your water prefect. I don't know if you know, but water is actually the part of our everyday life that we just cannot do without. Water. Yes. We can't do without water, really. It's a very important aspect of our lives. So, if you stay a day without drinking water at all, yeah, I know you know what you're calling for, right? You can't be blaming the devil now. So here's something that I'm sure maybe you do not know. All right? But let me just let you know. So they say that for flushing the toilets, we use about 8 liters of water. And that is how much we use to brush our teeth. How much water do you use to brush your teeth? People that use cup. I don't think you use up to 8 liters. It's actually for those, I think, yeah, those who brush their teeth under running water. But then another thing about water. If you shower for like 5 minutes, it is said that you have spent like 200 liters of water just to shower for 5 minutes. 200 liters of water is what you spend, or it's what you use. Oh my goodness me. But I like this one because this is the part I'm going to, yeah, end or summarize my whole water prefect work right now. So here it goes. Wherever there is liquid on earth, liquid water on earth, anywhere at all, there is life. And it is so much so that even if the water is in the boiling point, so far it is water and it's liquid water, definitely there is life. So why won't you take liquid water? Why won't you drink water? Why won't you stay hydrated? Want to die? Have a death wish? I'm sure you don't. So please drink water, all right? As much as possible, drink water. Okay, So thank you very much for heeding to my advice, listening to me and doing the needful. So let's move on now to the conversation we were having before now about brain drain in the health sector. All right, so I said I was going to bring you up to speed with a new fact that has emerged, or information that has emerged. And here it goes. The United Kingdom has placed Nigeria and about 53 other countries on the red list of countries that should not be actively targeted for recruitment by health and social care employers. That's the United Kingdom. Now, this particular announcement was contained in the revised code of practice for the international recruitment of health and social care personnel in England. Now, it is recommended that employers, recruitment organizations, agencies, collaborations, and contracting bodies check the red country list for updates before any recruitment drive. But that's just one country, right? But hey, Nigeria has a lot of doctors in the UK. But we're talking about how to fix the brain drain in our own health sector here, right? Yeah. And then I'm asking, should we go for the foreign doctors the same way that the UK, and especially the UK, opened its doors to take in our doctors? Now, as of when now? Let me see. I'm trying to look for a particular data on the number of Nigerian trained doctors who are practicing in the UK. So they say the number rose from 10,824 to 10,986. So this implies that at least 3 Nigerian trained doctors were licensed per day from February 2nd to the 15th of March. Oh, that was just this year. I mean, that is a lot, right? And so the House of Reps has decided, let's actually focus on this. Because last year, the NMA was screaming, this is an emergency, we need to tackle this so that we don't have to resort to employing doctors from abroad. Let's make sure we do something about this brain drain. This whole traveling abroad or relocating abroad. It's not just traveling. It's relocating abroad that's happening. And so, yeah, someone came up with a brilliant idea. And he says, you know what? Let's put together this bill and mandate that every doctor who is trained here must practice here for at least 5 years before they can start thinking of traveling. And then people have said, no, you can't do that. You can't subject them. You can't force them. You are not the one that paid their fees. Yeah, it was subsidized, duh, but they have their right to travel whenever, however, whichever they want to. You can't do that. You are infringing on their human rights and all the blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the bill has passed second reading while we are lamenting, complaining, screaming and shouting. And so I came up with another idea, which of course came as a result of what the NMA said. Let's tackle this issue before we will now be subjected to recruiting doctors from the abroad. And I was just thinking, why should getting foreigners to work here in our hospitals a bad thing? I mean, if the Nigerian doctors don't want to stay because, of course, a prophet is not honored in his father's land. He's not honored in his family. You see him and saying, it's not that boy. He's our last born now. It's my cousin brother now. You know, so how about we get these prophets from abroad and we're going to honor them? Because the average Nigerian, Nigerians in general, we just have that thing somewhere in our minds. I don't know if it's the whole, what was that thing that the British came here to do again? Colonialism, yeah. I don't know if that's what's caused it. I don't know if that's why we have this preferential treatment we give foreigners, especially those of them who have white skin. Yeah. So how about we get the foreign doctors? Let them come and work here. Right? And that way, We will fix our health sector. I mean, if we are refusing to flush our toilets because now all of us stay for this house, if we are refusing to clean the house properly because now all of us stay this house, if we are refusing to change the bed sheets, we don't want to buy a new one. We don't even want to put a new one on the bed because it's our house now. All right. So how about we get visitors? Let them come and stay in our house so that we can start flushing our toilets properly, so that we can actually make sure there is water in the house to flush the toilets, so that we can change the bed sheets, so that we can bring out the good plates and eat with good plates, at least. And because if we keep having our own doctors here, it seems we will not just treat them right. So how about we hire foreigners to do the work? All right, back to the messages. There's no need bringing in foreign doctors to work here. We need to keep our doctors to avoid being left with native doctor. Dr. Agnes Mwamma and co. Cliff Austin Rodriguez. All right, thank you for your message. Good afternoon, Constance. Eric Chooks says, not many foreign doctors would want to be exposed to the high number of kidnappers in Nigeria. Eric, you know, that same man that will not check if his door is properly locked, we go and check if the windows are even shut. We go and check if the gate is locked when he has a visitor in his house. Oh, yeah. It's something that I've also observed. When it's all of us in this house now, you don't check who locks the door. You don't check if the doors are locked. But the moment you have a visitor, you just want to overcheck, especially if you have a high-profile visitor. Oh, yes, darling. You see, the same way we hire escorts, right? For when we have a certain level of people visiting, even maybe our churches, we might not have such escorts for some other persons, even our local pastors. But once we have someone coming from outside, oh, we hire escorts for them. Oh, you think this high level or high number of kidnappers in Nigeria is going to affect the foreign doctors? You think they will kidnap them when they come to work here? Yes, we've had stories of even some of them being kidnapped when they are working with construction companies. But sometimes you need to also go and find out the circumstances within which they were kidnapped. There must have been some kind of breach somewhere, right? But then, they don't just move around. They have their police escorts. So yes, I believe that if we have foreign doctors here, just imagine that in the entire states of Nigeria, where we have the federal hospitals, the teaching hospitals, that we have most of them foreigners working there. Oh, security will be beefed up. That is what I believe. But what do you think, though? Good afternoon, Constance. It is disheartening that they are trying to cage medical practitioners. If they see the need to help the health sector, then proper funding of the sector is the only option. Yes, yes, yes. That's true. Sorry, I skipped my name. Okay, Joseph from Rumokuta says, good afternoon, Madam Constance. Government should make the medical studies free first before this five-year service thing. It will be dangerous for someone to train him or herself as a nurse or doctor. Then government forces them against their will. They won't deliver their service genuinely. And you say they may neglect their duty and make things worse. I think it's not already worse.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Good afternoon.
You're welcome to the show. Go on.
Yeah. For example, now, assuming that I'm a doctor, I resume in my office since early morning. No NEPA or limited, no light to perform my responsibility, my primary duty. What do you think that I would do? Are you bringing the foreign doctors to Nigeria where you in a day, 24 hours light, you not see the next light in my own area now for over 4 days, no light? And the power would have not even called you to ask you to tell you, sorry, oh. It's because of the wire that falls. Cool down. We are bringing the light in next 2 days or in next.
Maybe you need to go and check their website. Sometimes they have those statements there.
tomorrow. Now, when patient, for example, I'm a doctor, when they brought patient to me, the patient will wait, then I'll browse. I will browse to know what they brought. Out in my office, there are some equipment that the generator cannot carry. But now, I'm waiting for NEPA to bring light for me. At the end of the day, we are telling the doctor to come back to work again. You don't want them to. Which of the foreign doctors would like to work in Nigeria? With what are they going to use to work? The government should provide something for them. My very step here, yeah, if I tell you the job I'm doing, government are not even paying me. I'm doing it for my own self. So, populace of you bring private and foreign doctors to come to Nigeria to work. With what? I provide everything for myself, and upon that, I pay. Even the light that I didn't see, and I will keep it at the end of the month. So, is that what you are going to, is that how it's done abroad? People will live here and go to abroad. Most of the foreign countries, 25 hours like they have, even if you don't see patients to treat, you receive the one that is AC now. In your office, there is AC. So how can you cope without AC by this type of stuff now? You are bringing foreign doctors to come and do what they are. Anybody have the opportunity to go out to find their passion and talk to them. Most of our leaders, they don't make it long. 2 years that I wanted to carry my father one certain time. You know what I passed through there?
All right. All right, thank you very much for calling. And so, back to my own argument. Now, there are people who will not turn on their... Like, the generator does not even know that there is something called petrol. Oh, yes. The generator has been there for a very long time. But once there's a visitor in the house, they will call someone, the electrician, to service the generator and check and be sure that it's still working. And then they will buy petrol enough to carry for the duration of the stay of that particular visitor. They just want to make sure that this person is comfortable. So, generator packed up, you did not pack up. You think you're going to hear those kind of stories when you have foreigners working here? Of course, you would not hear those kind of stories. You will not have one generator now. You have backup and backup for the backup. Yeah. And it will not be a smaller generator. It will still be the... Is it Meccano or something? That's what it's still going to be. So you might be saying, oh, no lights. Is that where you want them to work? Owami Manuel says, I am not for foreign doctors because we have good doctors in Nigeria. All right. And then Warine Ben Clement says, I need foreign doctor. I think it's best. And then there is also that other part where Nigerians... The Nigerians who will not be treated. Those people that you're claiming, oh, politicians are always going abroad. They will no longer go abroad. Because why? That thing that you have been going to Sokoto to look for is not in your backyard. The same reason you've been traveling abroad, you're looking for abroad doctor. And abroad doctor is now in Nigeria. So why will you be traveling abroad? I don't think they will even accept to do this one because it's going to spoil something for them. You know why? Because when you travel abroad for the medical trip that you travel for, that's not the only thing you go there for now. And from there, you go around, take a tour, right? Yeah, but when you have foreign doctors here, there's no touring. Where are you touring to? Okay, we're going to have to wrap up this conversation in a bit. Let me see. BC Kemsey, I've seen your message and you're sad that I'm championing this. Oh, well. I'm happy that I have something I can champion, you know. If we are all complaining that a bill that was proposed to fix the problem, to start the fixing of the problem, if we have more people condemning it, then what else do you guys want? They are not fixing the health sector. They will not bring the money. They will not fund it. They will not do what they're supposed to do. And even if they do, some other persons have called in to say, even when they do, we still have people who will embezzle the monies and use it for something else and siphon the funds. All right. So what is going to work? instead of feeling sad that someone is championing to have foreigners come work here. I don't even know why you're sad about that. The UK's of this world, where they are opening their borders and allowing Nigerian doctors to come and work there, and they are employing thousands. I mean, over 10,000 Nigerian trained doctors working in the UK. I wonder if they are sad that someone even came up with the idea of having Nigerian trained doctors move over to their country to come work for them. Anyway, text says, text, I've read your first message. Let me read the other ones. Who is this? Will they allow them to work without interference? You and I know that they will not allow them to run it freely. Look at our foreign coaches. They don't allow them to make the selection of players. And it is killing our national team. It's certain that when they want to release funds, they can say, we will give XYZ amount of money and our cut is certain percentage. Look, we can go round and round this. It boils down to foreign doctors, and they will still fail if they are brought. Our leaders need to equip our doctors to meet foreign standards and then release funds for the welfare of the doctors and see that they will not be in need of our doctors. Okay, that there will be no need for our doctors to jackma. Kachi, thank you very much.